This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Straight from restaurants, it's full of curves.
Where that came? Oh, okay. That was I was checking on the YouTube feed. What was that?
That was us. At least we know it works.
Yeah, so we are back for the moment on streaming on YouTube on the old channel, which we stopped using back in March or April or something like that.
I think it was really early April, yeah.
So, you know, for those of you who follow us on YouTube and didn't bother to come anywhere else to any of our other streaming channels in the last few months, welcome back. Though, that said, we're probably not going to be there for very long. It's only a matter of time before they pull our live feed down.
Well, I'm sure we're going to get a strike over tonight's episode.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking constantly about COVID.
The vax. I'm pretty sure that I'm going to get the freaking channel taken down with the video I just made.
Oh, we didn't even finish that upload, so we got to do that. So,
but it is on the Freekeen Odyssey.
Correct. Why don't you mention what that video was?
It's a video of Nikki and I. Nikki is also on the show, mm-hmm. and she's a nurse, going to a protest at the Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center in Lebanon,
which is their headquarters. It's a big.
I thought Nikki said she went to the wrong hospital.
Yeah, it's really funny because it's there's multiple locations of this hospital. Like there's a Lebanon location or whatever they call it, and there's a Concord location. So she just put in directions to Hitchcock Medical Center, but we still found a protest.
Yeah, because there was more than one protest going on at more than one of these locations.
Because
but it was a bit of a smaller. It was a bit of a smaller protest. The big one was in Concord.
Yeah, but it was cool because they're keeping it going 24/7. Like someone sleeps there.
Meanwhile, the media keeps telling us that, oh, no, we have a healthcare worker shortage. Well, stop firing the nurses, and you may do something about that shortage.
And this lady in the interview says she's likely going to get fired because she's not going to take this vaccine. And if nurses aren't willing to take the vaccine, then that should probably tell you something. If doctors are saying they don't want to take the vaccine, that should tell you something. That tells you that, hey, there is no consensus on this vaccine. People have different opinions about it.
The lady that I interviewed, I think she's pretty cool because I asked, are you going to quit or are you going to get fired? And she said she's going to get fired because she wants to, like, go down fighting for the other people that want to, you know, she doesn't want to just, like, let this be the new norm and then new nurses get hired that will get the vax or whatever, you know.
So if you want to see that video, you can go to video.freekeen.com. That takes you right to the Freekeen Odyssey channel, and you can hit the follow button there and follow the Freekeen channel because that's where all the Freekeen videos go to. Now, full, uncut, uncensored. The YouTube channel still exists for Freekeen, and the YouTube channel has over 20,000 subscribers. There's only like 300 on Odyssey, so what I'm doing is we're putting up little teaser videos onto YouTube, so that's all you're going to get. You're going to get a fraction of our video content if you stay on YouTube. So
nice.
Please follow us on video.freekeen.com. Follow the Free Talk Live channel on video.freetalklive.com. Both of those take you to the relevant Odyssey channels, which are basically uncensorable channels for our content. So again, if you're on YouTube watching us tonight, be sure to check us out on Odyssey and follow us there. All right. So we were playing for you audio from 9 News out of Sydney, Australia, about a man who has walked out of his apartment. He has...
What a dastardly criminal.
Yeah, he's decided he's going for a walk, and he wasn't there when they came back to check on him, so they issued a warrant for his arrest, and here is more from the report.
He has expressed the view that he doesn't care less whether he spreads the virus. He's one example of the worst of the worst.
There's little sympathy.
Even though he's done absolutely nothing to, you know, put anyone in jeopardy, he's not gone around and, like, coughed on people or, you know, done anything to threaten people. He's just left his apartment.
I mean, and he's presumably one of few people in Sydney who have actually left their
apartment.
So there's no one for him to interact with out there anyway.
That's pretty true. In the elevator footage, he's all alone.
Sorry, they're not claiming that, like, a huge outbreak occurred because of this, and they have multiple days of him going out.
Yeah, and there's no huge outbreak there in general, but they've locked everyone down. It was over one guy who died from COVID or got COVID or something like that.
Yeah, one guy in like a pet food factory or
something.
Wasn't
it New Zealand where it was one guy? Or
no, New Zealand also was a very small number of people, though. So, and they are also cracking down.
Ignoring health orders, even this group of teenagers caught partying after dark at the bottom of the North Bondi Cliffs. Herded to higher ground by Polair's spotlight and speaker, the eight boys were placed in handcuffs and left to explain a $1,000 fine to mum.
Yep.
So, don't pay it.
Busting people on, you know, teenagers.
Eight people. Eight boys out by some cliffs.
Yep, hanging out.
Probably boosting their immune system, smoking weed.
Just
in the open air.
Arrested.
And now they're arrested. And cited and probably booked and fingerprinted and all that. And I agree with you, Bonnie, they should also not pay these fines. And that should also be true of the hundreds of people that were issued citations, or I believe they call them infringements there in Australia. They were issued infringements for doing the protests over the weekend in Melbourne, where there were huge numbers of people that were in the streets protesting. The police attacked them. There was actually like violent attacks between both sides, people obviously defending themselves against the police, and hundreds of people were arrested, hundreds were ticketed. There are thousands of dollars in fines that have been accruing in those cases. Do not pay a single cent to these people.
No, don't feed the animals. It just encourages them.
Exactly. Oh, God. You mentioned the animals.
I saw a video. Oh, yeah. Don't tell Aria. It's going to upset her.
No, I already told her.
Well, I saw a video of, like, hundreds maybe of people breaching a police barricade yesterday in, I think it was Sydney, but it was Australia, in the city.
I don't think those big protests are happening in Sydney. At least I haven't seen anything that has claimed to be from Sydney. All the videos were Melbourne,
but it was a video. I mean, a city.
Which is a big city there.
Yeah.
Since you mentioned animals.
Yeah, I didn't mean to, but
I got to get this.
I didn't want to make sure we get to this story.
And since we're talking about New South Wales, it's the same place. Okay, same place where they're putting a warrant out for arrest for a guy who's gone for a walk. The same place where kids hanging out at the cliffs, which is a completely open-air kind of location, have been targeted and arrested. Same place. According to smh.com.au, this is the Sydney Morning Herald, Angus Thompson reporting, several impounded dogs due to be rescued by a shelter have instead been shot dead by a rural council in New South Wales under its interpretation of COVID-19 restrictions.
Now, hold on. I have a couple of questions. What was it? How did they describe these dogs again? I've already forgotten the
rescues.
Term.
They were intended to be rescued.
No, but prior to
due
that,
to be rescued.
Impounded.
Impounded. What is an impounded dog? Is that someone that, no,
is
we're
it
captured.
In a pound? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so the pound would be a place where a dog that's out in the streets would be captured by an animal officer and taken to.
Okay.
They were due to be rescued by a shelter. So if your dog goes to the pound and no one picks it up, they're going to put it to death at some point, likely. So the rescue shelter would come and take those dogs and take care of them until they can find somebody. Because the pound, as I understand it, and you know, if you've worked at one and you can correct me on this if I'm wrong, the pound will only let you take your dog back. So you don't go to the pound and look for a dog. It's not like the Humane Society.
But they'll give them to shelters.
They will give them to shelters, maybe in some cases, maybe in others they won't. I don't know what rules they have about which ones they will or won't, but they will not just, you don't just go down to the pound and say, let me see what dogs you have. You say, hey, I lost my dog, here he is, you know, this is his picture, or here's his tag information, and then if you have, they have your dog, you probably pay them some sort of an impound fee, like you would do to get your car out of impound, and then they let you have your dog back. But in this case, they were shot.
But, like, with a gun?
Yes. Okay. Shot dead.
Hold on. With a gun?
Yes. How else would you shoot
before,
them dead?
I don't know why. I just thought you meant with a shot.
No, yeah, like putting them down in a relatively humane way.
I'm pretty sure they didn't do that. But they have alarmed animal activists and prompted a government probe. So don't worry. The government's going to investigate.
The government did this.
Yes, they did.
Well, I thought it was, it was a pound, so it is governmental.
It's government
run,
yeah. Berkshire Council in the state's northwest killed the dogs to prevent volunteers at a Cobar-based animal shelter from traveling to pick up the animals last week. Because you can't have people traveling in New South Wales because COVID. So kill the dogs.
My other question, it says slated to be rescued. Does that mean that they had owners that were...
No,
that rescued. Means it could have been somebody's dog that they said, this is my dog, and they were going to go get?
No, it was a rescue shelter.
Oh, okay.
The shelter was going to come pick them up, but that would have required volunteers to drive there in order to pick them up. And we can't have that because COVID, because lockdown.
So they had to shoot a bunch of dogs.
They shot the dogs. Yeah. We're coming up here. 603-283-61.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 1-800-795-6160. And you can bring up anything that you want with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
Coming up, we do still have to talk about the judges. I teased that earlier in the show tonight. I do want to get to that story, but you are calling in, so we're going to get to your calls and thoughts. But I did want to update you. There is a new story about the dogs that were shot to death in New South Wales, Berkshire Council, which is apparently a rural area. So New South Wales is like the state. And then
they're the pound, right? So they probably put animals to sleep. I hate you. So they probably kill animals relatively frequently. I mean, most shelters run by the state are not no-kill shelters. So why did they resort to shooting them with bullets in order to do this?
Does it explain? Like, that's so weird. Do they normally shoot dogs at this?
Maybe they do. I mean, it is Australia, and they're out in the, you know, the woods, basically, or the, I don't know if there's woods there. It looks like it might be the desert.
I really hope that Conan is right and Australia just isn't real.
Well, this is a location that's nearly a 9-hour drive from Sydney. So New South Wales, fairly large state.
And they have Melbourne?
They do not. Melbourne, I'm not sure offhand where they are. Oh, yeah, Melbourne is south of New South Wales. So there's a state south of New South Wales called Victoria.
Okay.
And Melbourne is on the southern end of that. So the update on this story, before we go to your calls and thoughts, is according to the same author, Angus Thompson, writing for the Sydney Morning Herald, that among the 15 dogs shot dead by, so we have a number now.
Who is the psychopath whose job it was to shoot 15 dogs who didn't say, hey, yeah, no, I'm not doing that?
And you know that they didn't obviously shoot them all at once, so they like knew they were going to get shot.
I don't think dogs are that smart.
I think if Coconut saw you shoot a dog right next to him, I think he'd be freaking out.
It would be
out.
Loud, and that would, at the very least, would freak any dog out.
Coconut wants to get away from Ian as fast as possible when he uses the electric fly swatter.
The bug zapper. Yeah. Well, here's the news, besides the number. Of the 15 dogs shot dead by the Rural New South Wales Council as its response to stop the spread of COVID-19, 10 of them were puppies.
If it will save one life,
yes,
which it won't.
No.
No, it just killed 15 lives.
That's right.
So, 10 of them being puppies. I have a puppy.
Yeah.
That's absolutely... These people... I'm not a fan of jails, but if ever there was a fitting place for someone like this, it would be a jail.
So, you know, they told themselves, well, it's for the good of the people. It's for, you know, COVID-19. It's so important just to save one life. I'm sure all of these things were repeated to them over and over again.
It's just an order.
Just following orders, right. Yeah, I didn't do it. It was just they told me to. So anyway, there's their update on that particular story. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Because let's also remind our listeners about the story
of the
last year, the minks. Can you recap that one, basically?
I think it was 2.5 million minks that were...
It was over a million for sure,
...were put to death in Denmark because they had a strain of the coronavirus that they were afraid could spread to humans. And then they didn't bury them deeply enough, and it started raining a lot, and that washed a lot of the mink corpses up, which put all of those viruses back into the drinking water anyway.
How they would have spread to humans, I'm still not sure, because these were all caged minks, part of a facility, right? Like, these were...
Well, presumably someone has to feed them and stuff like that, and maybe they could have caught it from a mink.
Do they know for sure that it spreads from mink to human? Or
no, I don't think they were sure.
They just weren't taking any chances. They're like, they're just minks. Kill them. Uh-huh. And they killed, I think it was either 25 million or 2.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
I realize that's a big difference, but 2.5 million is far too many. That's a genocide.
Yep, but they did it.
They did.
And if they can do it to the minks, they can do it to the dogs.
China did it to the cats and dogs.
And if they can do it to the dogs, why can't they do it to humans?
Mm.
I mean, after all, they're already putting the unvaccinated in a category of their own. They're saying things like, on television, like Biden and media people and so-called experts are saying things like, it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
And like just the way that newscaster lady was talking about the guy in the elevator, he's spraying and splattering all over the place. He's disease-ridden, you know? That's what they're acting like.
The health minister that spoke on that same clip called him the worst of the worst. Like, yes. This guy is the lowest
not
form
like
of
Charles
life.
Manson or Adolf Hitler. I mean, that's what we would call the worst of the worst, right?
People
Adolf
that
Hitler,
kill 15 dogs.
Sherman Mao.
The guy that put a robe on and went out for a walk without permission is the worst of the worst.
With not very deadly virus.
This sort of level of dehumanization is starting. It's happening now.
Yes.
And you've got people who are very hateful towards the so-called unvaccinated. Let's go to Archangel for the Truth. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian and Aria and Bonnie.
Hey.
Greetings. And basically today I just wanted to chime in a little bit about what's going on in Afghanistan.
You know, what's the latest there?
This is a perfect example of how government acts towards people who just want to live freely. You know, they're not out there trying to cause a problem, but you have the Afghan people being threatened, their freedoms being threatened by these terrorists, the Taliban. And in much the same way, we have the same thing here in the States. The American Taliban with their guns.
Now, wait, who are the, just to clarify, who are the Taliban threatening in Afghanistan right now?
Well, they're a state.
They were threatening the people there that don't want to be under their control system that they want to force upon the other Afghan people there.
Sure. So they're not that much different than the American government, who also forced a group of people on the Afghan people. They forced their puppet dictator on top of them as well.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's exactly what's going on here in the States is, you know, they people look at law enforcement as individuals that they're these great people that, you know, are doing things. But all they're doing is they're using force to infringe us of our rights and of our freedoms. And they are no different than those individuals in Afghanistan, the Taliban, who are also using force to take away the rights and the freedoms of people. And it's wrong.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and Ian, we both actually have a similar background. I know that at one point you used to be a Jehovah's Witness. I used to be a Jehovah's Witness.
I have never been a Jehovah's Witness.
Really? I heard that you were a Jehovah's Witness.
Nope, not at any point in my life. No, I grew up Presbyterian.
Okay, well, Presbyterian, great. At any rate, I did want to say also that, you know, on the issue of traveling on the roads without regulation, you know, I've seen a lot of different arguments that have been used out there as regards to how to deal with this in the courts. Well, as you all know, the courts are completely corrupt and just going to do whatever the hell they want. But I do want to present a different way about going about that, and that is by asserting the unenumerated right to drive.
Okay. You know, I'm interested in that discussion. Hang on, Archangel. We'll continue here, and we'll see if you have had success with this court technique. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today I'm calling on more companies, in the private sector to step up with vaccine requirements that will reach millions more people.
President Biden continuing to push business leaders across the United States to mandate employees to be vaccinated before returning to work. The president's remarks coming after the FDA issued full approval for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. It can be distributed to those 12 and up. The White House says it's engaging with members of Congress as a group of moderate Democrats threaten to hold up President Biden's infrastructure agenda. Speaking with reporters, Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden supports House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's proposed path forward. This comes as nine moderates have insisted the bipartisan infrastructure bill must be voted on first without the budget reconciliation bill. USA Radio News. The House of Representatives has come back early from their summer recess to debate and vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill that was approved in the Senate. Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell joins Fox News saying infrastructure money is needed around the country as soon as possible.
We need to fix our roads and bridges. We can't take our eyes off of that. We need internet in urban areas and rural areas. We need to get the lead.
Republicans are worried about inflation due to all the government spending. The U.S. Capitol police officer who shot and killed military veteran Ashley Babbitt inside the Capitol building on January 6th was cleared by his agency. The Capitol police announcing an internal probe found the officer's conduct in the shooting was both lawful and within the agency's policy. The officer, who has not been officially named, will not be facing internal discipline. Babbitt's family says they plan to file a wrongful death lawsuit. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can pick up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. We've been, of course, talking. Seems like we talk more about New South Wales, Australia, than anywhere else on the planet.
That's where the tyranny, at least in Western society, seems to be the strongest.
Yeah, it's pretty intense what they're doing to people there. Lockdowns have been going on there for months now. It is, of course, wintertime in Australia, so keep that in mind if you think that, oh, they're just so much more harsh in Australia. No, no, just give them time in the United States. They're rolling out the vaccine passports now. Now there's going to be a FDA approval for the Pfizer vaccine, so no more mandates are going to be coming out between now and the end of the year. And then once it starts getting cold and people start catching the flu again, which arguably was being identified as COVID over the last year, all of a sudden the cases are going to go up and people are going to start dying and they're going to just start cracking down again. They've already begun the process, so just wait for that.
I don't know about the vaccine mandates from businesses now that I just sat here thinking about it. Like, at my other job, if they were to attempt it and they can't afford to lose even a single employee.
It's so bad right now with not enough staffing.
And that's the story I hear from friends. I got a friend who works at McDonald's who closes on like Saturday nights with three entire employees in the store, and she's one of those. It's like they can't, if they lose one of those, they close.
Well, that's why it's all the more important now for people who are like us, do not want to get this vaccine, to refuse. If you're working at a job, to be willing to face whatever those consequences are, put your foot down and say, no, I'm not going to get it. If you need to fire me, you can do what you got to do.
I mean, in most cases, ask yourself, can they actually afford to fire me?
That's a great question. Let's go back to your calls here. We got Archangel for the Truth. He's on the line. You wanted to talk about courtroom tactics, specifically on the right to travel, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to explain what you were saying there, so go ahead.
Yeah, so basically it's not just the right to travel, because we already know, you know, that we have a right to travel, but I'm also saying we also have a right to drive, because ultimately it is an unenumerated right under the Ninth Amendment. And so I have had a victory as regards to that, although ultimately I do want to keep my private information private, but I do have my channel, which people can go to, which is Archangel for Truth, that, you know, explains this process. Now, the other thing I wanted to point out.
Well, can
is,
you briefly explain you know, what the process is that you went through, that you say was right. successful?
Right. So, first of all, you're going to raise an as-applied and facial challenge to the regulation itself within the state specifically. And you're going to use as your reasoning your Ninth Amendment right to drive, okay? And so these are the arguments that
you're Ninth Amendment right to drive. Now, I'm pretty sure it doesn't identify driving in the Constitution, so what do you mean by that?
Right. So in order to understand the Ninth Amendment, you need to understand that the Ninth Amendment tells us that we have rights that are not enumerated by the Constitution, and that these rights are not to be denied or disparaged. It also says that the Ninth Amendment, these unenumerated rights, are rights that are retained by the people. That's very important, because it doesn't say that these rights are retained by the state or by the government or by the judiciary. It's by the people.
Okay. And so the Ninth Amendment, which we've discussed it before on the show, it's a pretty short amendment. It says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. So you're saying, are you filing something with the court, like a motion or a notice, or what are you filing to, you know, bring this up?
Right. So whenever, let's say, for example, you're getting a traffic citation or whatever, you're going to use that as a challenge to that citation. Or you can seek injunctive relief from a state regulation by filing an injunctive motion.
Have you had a success with any of these?
I'm sorry?
Have you had success with any of these? Or have you ever filed an injunction against the state?
Yes, I have.
And where does one find your profile? Because it's getting a little bit deep. It's getting a little hard to follow. You say you have a channel or something. Do you explain this stuff? Do you have examples of what you filed? Do you have any kind of step-by-step for people? Because if things get too complicated, it can be a little hard to follow.
Sure. Now, I want to preface all of this by saying, you know, I am not an attorney. I don't give legal advice, but I can offer my opinions. And certainly that is what I am doing here. And so my channel is a YouTube channel. It's called Archangel for Truth. I have debated an attorney on it.
Is that with the number 4 or the word 4?
Number 4.
Okay.
Yeah. And anybody who has any questions about that are welcome to ask me, you know, whatever questions they want. I don't charge anybody any money for any information.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because there are a lot of court so-called gurus out there that, you know, they charge thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars for the supposed secrets, you know, of how to win in court. It does concern me that you won't actually reveal information about who you are and your actual, you know, proof that you've won anything. So, I mean, that is obviously cause for concern. I'd say that's a red flag. But, you know, if you're offering information for people, and you're doing it for free, you know, kudos to you for that. You know, I'd like to see some more hard evidence of an audio,
sure.
You know, recording of court, you know, what happened to you in that particular case. A good example of this would be Sean Morley, who is a former WWE wrestling superstar who actually went to court and took a traffic ticket to court, and he did beat it. And he did stand on a very principled stand. It wasn't complicated. He didn't file anything complex with the court in advance. And he just made a real principled stand in court, and I forget exactly what stand he took, but you can actually find him. He's got a YouTube channel. It was pretty entertaining, and he did get audio of that. So I'd like to encourage you to get some recordings of this. It's not hard to go out and get a traffic ticket and, you know, challenge one of these things. The other trick is, if you have a system, if you have something you believe works, it should be duplicatable. And that's where a lot of this stuff breaks down, because what will happen is somebody will say, oh, well, this works for me. But then somebody else tries it, and it doesn't work for them, because it's all completely arbitrary what these judges do in a courtroom. And there's, from what I can tell, there is no system that is in any way consistent with how often it works.
Right. Well, I agree with what you're saying 100%. And oftentimes in lower courts, you're going to have that. And a lot of times the victories that are going to happen are going to happen in the higher courts.
Have you ever had a victory in a higher court?
I didn't actually have to go to a higher court. I was able to win my case in the lower court.
Gotcha.
And
because that's what people say a lot, is that, oh, you know, you're going to lose in the lower court, you've got to appeal up to the higher courts, and I don't know anyone who's, you know, had much success doing that. But then again, I don't know many people who are willing to try unusual court techniques. But thank you for the call tonight. Sure. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck out there. I wish this stuff was more consistent. I wish you could win.
Absolutely.
Appealing is a very confusing thing to do. It's confusing to go to court, number one, just from, you know, the word go, to attend a court hearing, and you're up against people that are professionals. They get paid to know their stuff, and they're going after you. They want to convict you, and that's what they do. And you don't. You know, you don't have the time to, especially if you work somewhere, you know, you don't have hundreds of hours to do legal research and check on other cases and all that. And it's so frustrating. It really is.
It is, and it's designed to do exactly that.
Yeah, and when you lose the first level, you're like, oh, God, I don't want to keep going at this. And you just, you know, just walk away from it. More coming up here. You can.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com,
and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Remember, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We got more coming up here, including the judge. Another one. Maybe more than one judge that is telling people they have to get the vaccine in their court case.
There's at least two.
Yeah. And that's in New York, right?
Yes.
Because that's in addition to another guy in Ohio that we reported on a couple months ago. You can join us. You can bring up whatever you want. That story's on the way. Plus, new lockdown restrictions coming to New South Wales and Greater Sydney. So
how much more can they restrict these poor people?
As much as they'll get away with. That's what this is all about, Aria. This is about these governments all around the planet literally seeing how much they can get away with.
It certainly seems to be that way.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts here, though. Dave Ridley is on the line from RidleyReport.com. And, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. I wanted to for an update on the NH exit drive.
Yeah, the drive to get New Hampshire out of the United States, declare independence, if you will.
So I'm going to try to go from most recent to least recent, since I'm guessing you guys have probably already reported on the older stuff. But the most recent thing that happened, you probably don't know, is I guess Marcus Ruiz Evans, the VP of Cal Exit, has now reported that he believes we have taken the lead over him.
What? Wow. How can that be? Well, hold on. Cal Exit.
Well, we have state reps involved.
True. I mean, to be fair to CalExit, I mean, they've made major press. There's been a lot of press about the Yes California, I believe, is the campaign there, where for years they've been, collecting petition signatures, and they're doing it again now to try to get a ballot question on the ballot, I think coming up this year, maybe, or next year, to ask California voters whether or not to consider leaving. But why would he say that?
Yeah, I think it's because we've got reps, and they are having to go so bottom up.
Mm. Well, I mean, this is bottom up too.
Sure. I mean, this all started when you called the show, and you were like, "Yeah, we'll put in a grant for this."
Yeah, and then we started talking to some people, and we found one rep that was willing to talk about it, and then we found another one, and ultimately,
and now there's like six or seven in that email thread. I don't know how many there are. Six or seven may be an exaggeration, but there are more than two.
Yeah, this is as bottom up for New Hampshire as it can possibly get, because we don't have a ballot measure system here. There's not, you know, you can go out and collect 100,000 signatures. It doesn't mean anything in New Hampshire. There's no system to put something on the ballot through raw numbers of signatures. So in order to get something on the ballot here, it has to be a constitutional amendment, and that means you have to get over 60% of the state reps and the state senators to vote for it. So if you don't have grassroots support, you're not getting 60% of the state reps and the senators to vote for a thing. Anyway, go ahead, Ridley. So where did he make this comment?
I share your skepticism. I interviewed him yesterday for my channel.
Oh, cool.
I told him, yeah, I'm also skeptical, you know, because they do have so much more press than we do.
Way more. For now.
They also have scandals, which we don't. So that may help. And they recognize that. So he's just one person in the movement, you know, saying that I don't know if everyone in Cal actually would agree.
But he's the president.
What are their scandals?
He's the vice president.
Okay.
This scandal is that I believe the president moved to Russia or lived in Russia
or
something.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah.
By that measure, we certainly have our own scandals. I mean, two of the people promoting this are currently on pre-release awaiting a federal trial.
That's true.
Yeah, but if they talk about that, that's great because that just draws more attention to that inappropriate series of arrests. But
true.
And that's one of the reasons why we have an independence drive is because the feds just overplayed their hand recently. But the the other news is that you guys have probably already reported. I guess it's five state reps on the email list. Like you said. And the other thing that has happened, it's important to start thinking about if you're going to make a Hail Mary pass, you have to ask, well, what happens if the pass does not get caught, which this one probably will not. And you start looking at, well, what have we achieved just by throwing the pass, right? Okay, so here's what's already been achieved. You have our internal discussion has already been mentioned in the big press.
Really?
On The Verge, yeah. There was an article about you guys being arrested, but they mentioned the independence drive in that.
It was one sentence in that article.
Yeah, but it was my favorite sentence.
It was a good one. I mean, there's no doubt about that, but we need real press coverage, and I think that will come when the bill is actually submitted, when it's actually, you know, the process is rolling forward and this thing is going to get a public hearing, and then we can put the word out about it, because that's worth talking about.
The second thing that has already been achieved is, I guess, looks like traffic on forum.shiresociety.com has already doubled.
Oh, cool. I don't know. How do you determine that? Are there statistics that you're looking at?
I didn't run a test, but I do check it every 3 days or so, and it just, you know, if a post is new, it will show as bright, you know, and there's just all these bright posts.
So you're eyeballing it.
As usual.
You're just eyeballing it. Okay.
I'm still waiting on permission to use the forum.
But, yeah, one or two of the state reps both popped right into there and registered on Shire Society as soon as we invited them to this independence drive.
That's great.
And other folks have registered. They seem to be all there for independence. So,
do they agree to the Shire Society?
You don't have to join it. So at one time, I think there might have been a rule like that. But when I opened up the forum, we installed Shire Society forum's been around for more than a decade now at this point. Since the Shire Society was formed in 2010 at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, we had a signing thing with the Shire Declaration and all that. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's a personal declaration of independence. You can go. It's like a Declaration of Independence from the state as a concept. And you can go and read this for yourself. You can sign it in your mind. You can print it out, sign it in, you know, real life if you want to. Sign it online.
Ron Paul signed it.
He did at ShireSociety.com. And you can see that there. But the forum, when I installed Discourse, which is the newer forum software that's there, which is like a more modern forum software, it's really nice. I mean, I know people don't care about forums anymore. Everybody's on social media. But this one's a really great forum software, and I opened it up to where anyone can join because we want more participation.
Right.
Anyone can join as long as you post an introduction. So there is a requirement to join the forum, and that is that you have to post an introduction in the Introduce Yourself section. And there's a sub-forum for Free Talk Live and LRN.FM there, so that's kind of the official Free Talk Live forum. And then there's, of course, New Hampshire Exit, and there's a few other things. ForkFest has a sub-forum there. So there's some multiple different things that are happening there, obviously with a general focus on New Hampshire and activism here. If you are a Shire Society signer, there's a question about that as you sign up. up. So you choose whether or not you are not a signer or whether you are a signer. And then if you are, you get access to some specific Shire-related forums that are not normally there for those who are not. And it's just an honor system. You know, you just say whether or not you've signed it, and then you can get into those forums. So that's the difference.
Another idea I got from Marcus yesterday, I was watching a speech in 1989 on Baltic independence, and one of the things I got from that was just how tied together the three Baltic republics were. They weren't like, it wasn't like all about Estonia and Estonia, right? They were very coordinated. And it occurred to me that maybe that means we should be more coordinated, the various independence movements around the country. And it may be that forum.shiresociety.com is a good starting point to just invest. So if anyone likes independence as a concept, I would just go ahead and invite folks to just come by forum.shiresociety.com and join our discussion. Later on, maybe we'll find a better place. But for now, I think that's the best place for everyone in the country who wants their state to be independent to come talk.
Yeah, so at this point, we're in the process of still talking about this, what the proposal is going to be, what is the wording going to be of this. There hasn't really been much motion on that this week, so that, I think, is something we're going to need to focus on. We're now having weekly meetings about this, and Dave, you and I, we've both been publicizing these meetings. We've been recording, and we've been promoting them. I put them up on Odyssey, so they are now uncensorable, which is awesome, and made some posts over at nhexit.us. So that website's up now. So, Aria, you'd mentioned that that site was going online. We did successfully get that online last week. There's not much to it, but there's just a few
posts. Yeah, I was waiting on art, but the art that I ended up getting, I was like, hey, no, the message is a little negative. This is what we're interested in, and he hasn't gotten back to me. I imagine it'll be another week or so. So, yeah, I've been planning to just find something and throw it up, and at least it's something there for people to look at. You have that up now.
There's something there, right? Yeah, so check that out, nhexit.us. And Ridley, thanks for the update here tonight. We'll probably talk to you tomorrow at the meeting that we're going to have tomorrow before the show. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
That's Dave Ridley from his website, nhexit.com, actually, and ridleyreport.com.
I like how you mentioned a long time ago that .us domain names, they subsidize the federal government, or part of it goes to them, but NHExitUS.
It's so perfect.
I know.
Yeah, I love it. I had to do it.
Small price to pay to make it clear we want New Hampshire to exit the U.S.
Exactly. So if you want to join us here, you can do that. New South Wales. We got more about what's happening down there. Not only are they shooting dogs to death to keep people allegedly safe from, well, traveling to pick up the dogs, because traveling's bad, because they said so. Traveling's bad. Shoot dogs. They're doing that, and we'll tell you more about what they're doing, because they're locking down even further. More coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.